Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Yes, all right. So what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote? Certain? All right, thank you. All right, so would you mind sharing your age?
67.
67, all right, thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right, thank you. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
I'm extremely motivated.
Extremely motivated, all right, thank you. So I'm going to read you a list of elected officials, and after I read each one, if you could please tell me if you either approve or disapprove of what they're doing for their job. So the first one is Joe Biden as president.
Approve or disapprove? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Approve.
Yes.
I approve.
All right. Strongly or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
I strongly approve.
Donald Trump as former president?
What about him?
Do you approve of him or disapprove of him?
I disapprove of him.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right. And Marcy Kupfer as congresswoman?
I approve of her.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some public figures and institutions. And if you could tell me after each one, if you have like either a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable opinion about them, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion or impression about them. So the first one is First Energy. Hello?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, all right. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Marcy Kupfer?
You already asked me these questions.
Oh, so the previous one was about how they're doing their jobs. This one is just in general what you think of them.
I think they're all doing great.
All right. What about Derek Marin?
I don't know who that is.
All right. Donald Trump?
I think he's not doing well at all.
All right. Democrats in Congress?
Based on what they have to deal with, they're doing great.
All right. So would that be a very favorable impression about them then?
Yes.
All right. And what about Republicans in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you. So if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
100%? Or would you lean towards voting for them?
100%.
All right. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Biden.
100%? Or would you lean towards voting for him?
100%.
All right. Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote for?
Sherrod Brown.
100%, or would you lean towards voting for him?
100%.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? Democrat Marcy Kupfer or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kupfer, 100%.
All right. Thank you. So is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say that there is no chance you would consider voting for him?
No chance.
No chance. All right. So now I'm going to read you just one statement about Marcy Kupfer. And if you could tell me if after reading this statement, if it makes you much less likely to want to support her, somewhat less likely, does it make no difference, Does it make you more likely to want to support her, or do you think the statement is simply not true? So the first one is, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America.
Well, you know, I don't remember what you said, but the last one.
Last one? So you think this is simply not true?
Well, okay, what was the one before that?
The one before that? All right, well, I mean, I can read them again if you would like. So the categories are, if this would make you much less likely to want to support her, somewhat less likely to want to support her, does it make absolutely no difference, more likely to want to support her?
It makes no difference.
No difference?
No difference.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to do the opposite. Now I'm going to read you some statements about Republican Derek Marin. But it's going to be the same dynamic. Just after each statement, if this makes you want to support him much less likely, somewhat less likely, does it make no difference? Does it make you want to support him more likely, or do you think the statement is simply not true? So the first one is, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving families and children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
It has no effect on me.
No difference?
No difference.
So after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was what allowed his voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Well, that basically is the first one, which I don't remember what it was.
All right. Well, would you say this makes you also as well, like makes no difference? Or would you say it's much less likely or somewhat less likely?
I wouldn't support it, period.
All right. So
and
much
it has no effect on my opinion.
No effect on your opinion. All right. Thank you. So nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin voted no on that as well.
Honestly, if it's anything to do with the Republican, I'm 100% against it. It's time to clean them out. That's my personal opinion.
All right.
I'm not going to change it no matter how you change your question.
I mean, kind of like the questions as of right now, they are all stating negative things about Republican Derek Marin. So would you say this still makes you, like, no difference because you still would not support?
No difference of how I feel.
All right. So we only have three.
I feel as though it's the law's job to take care of him.
All right. So we only have three more statements about him. So the other one is, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Would it still make no difference?
Well, I wouldn't support him.
All right. So do you want to switch to, like, maybe much less likely? Like you want to support him much less likely? Meaning
much
you would
less
not
likely. Sounds great.
Okay. Then the second to last one is, in the state legislature, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians, only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for the people.
Much less likely.
Much less likely, all right. And the last one of these statements is, Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even fine them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right. Thank you. So, based on what you've just heard, what would you say is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Mayorn? Or would you consider supporting him?
I would never consider supporting him.
All right.
I would say, you know, it's like they're always scamming, you know, and it sounds like he's a big scammer. So, not interested. We need good people.
All right. So you would say that you basically, like, he seems like he's going to scam the people, and we need trustworthy, like, leaders?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. You say it much more eloquently.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I guess that's what, like, ELA AP pays off. But, all right, trustworthy leaders. All right, thank you. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So I just have to ask one last time, and it's totally okay if you didn't change your mind. So if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican
Marcy
Kaptur? 100%?
100%.
All right. So what would you say is the primary reason to not vote for Republican Derek Mayorn?
The primary reason is because he's a Republican.
Right.
That's the primary reason. Doesn't matter if he walks on water, you know?
Understandable. For sure. All right, so we are almost done. We're about 95% with the survey. There's, like, only four more questions left. So I do want to thank you for your time so much this far. So the last two questions we have are just for demographic purposes. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Associate's degree. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
For sure. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent?
Democrat.
All right. Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong? All right. Thank you. So how important would you say politics are to your personal identity? Is it, like, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's somewhat important. I'm trying to make it less.
All right. And for the last question, in the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Well, you take care of yourself. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye-bye, honey.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you so much.